I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. As the end of the school year approaches, I paid a visit to Harmony School in Forest Acres to find out how they're doing, now more than 18 months after damage from the historic floods closed down their preschool building. A 5-year-old student named Pepper explained the situation.
In a flood, we had to move to a different part of the school, which was the office, and we had to move everything.
Harmony School had to move their preschool and kindergarten students from the flooded building into 2 portable units that were already on the ground. Administrator Jen Peterman says the move was supposed to be temporary while they rehabbed the building.
Immediately we went in and started renovations and the environmental remediation on it and ran into some roadblocks with funding, with permits, with some asbestos. It's an old building in the, the 60s, and they did expose some asbestos, started the remediation on that, and just ran into funding issues.
Even with insurance, the school faces a funding gap of $150,000, and the school board is carefully considering the next step. Deborah Holmes, director of Harmony School, says it may not be possible to renovate the old building at all. They're looking at options to either build new on the school grounds or move Harmony School to partner with another organization. In the meantime, Holmes says the damage has also impacted the school's funding through decreased enrollment.
I mean, we're doing okay. The way it's affected is mostly the staff because, you know, we should have 3 classrooms, and since we only have 2 portables, we have to kind of divide one class up into another class, and so then we are not able to take as many children because we can't have as many children in the portables.
Jen Peterman says Harmony will spend another school year with students in the portable classrooms as they decide on the next step.
We're going to make the best of the situation. We had no idea we'd be in portables this long, so we have a plan in place to do murals on both portables all around it just to make it more whimsical and fun and more just lively for the children instead of plain brown.
Meanwhile, the school continues to fundraise for their flood recovery.
We had a very successful oyster roast. Every fall, we do an oyster roast. That's our big fundraiser for the year. And it was a very successful year. We raised over $20,000.
Peterman says they held the school's annual silent auction inside the damaged building to help people remember the greater need for fundraising since the flood. But as time goes on, she says they've had to take a different strategy.
Right now, I'm just focusing on fundraising for the program in general because our school always can use funding. We can fund aftercare programs. We can fund extracurricular. We bring in Spanish. We bring in yoga. So I'm just trying to concentrate on the program itself and not necessarily the flood recovery, but really, the flood recovery is what's going to let us continue on our program. So it all blends together.
Deborah Holmes says the school is about halfway to their fundraising goal. For more information on Harmony School's recovery, including our prior coverage, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Laura Hunsberger.